So our theme for today is liberated and healed to live in God's present moment. Are you feeling all tied up in knots? Are parts of your life still under the covers and hidden from the world? Psychologists tell us that the rubbish and the pain that we bury deep within us keeps on bubbling up and even erupting in us in ways that we least expect. We might regret past actions that haunt us, or we might feel very bad about words said to loved ones in a fit of anger or under unexpected pressure. We might be trying to disentangle ourselves from a lengthy legal dispute or a long-standing issue in our family that never seems to go away, but keeps raising its ugly head. Our past can come to bite us on the backside when we have not properly resolved it. Or maybe we have not punctured it with a word of sorry or forgiveness offered to others. In our gospel lesson today, we hear of a highly burdened woman who is so bent over with pain. Even though she is present with other people, she is absent and invisible because she cannot look anybody in the eye. Nor do people really want to engage with her, nor deal with her embarrassing long-term illness. If any of us has been burdened with an illness for 18 years like she was, we would also be feeling crushed and wondering how we could go on in life. Yet here she is, at the weekly Sabbath service, as she probably was each week, but maybe especially so because Jesus was going to be there that day. We do not have a name for her, nor many details about her. In fact, there is just enough there to simply empathise with her crippling situation. We know that she could be any one of us. In fact, she is. We are all crippled, one way or another, by our pasts. So let's explore in some more details our past and our future. On both dimensions of past and future are various things which might be tying us up in knots and literally and metaphorically sucking the life out of us. Some of these concerns are in the past. We pray they're in the past. But sometimes they keep coming back to us in the present. So in between the past and the future is the present, as I was explaining, this current moment in your life and mine. Currently, we're all sitting here in church. This is our present. Listening to God's word, praising, and listening to a sermon now. But some of the things in the past that might tie us up are the following. Might be physical illnesses that we have experienced as children or as adults. Hopefully we have found healing from them, but the memories of the hospital or accidents can still have quite powerful and lifetime effects on us. It might be broken relationships that have occurred within our families, between friends and also in the church and in the community. These include abuse that we might have received or possibly even given. There is a wide range of possibilities including physical abuse, sexual abuse and emotional abuse. In these, more powerful people than us have abused our emotions and vulnerabilities for their own advantage and pushed us down. Or we, in actual fact, may have been the bullies ourselves. There might also be financial abuse or even child abuse or elder abuse. Bullying in both the playground and in the adult world are all part of this too. Some people speak of oppression that they experience when memories keep coming back to them. We might see others pointing fingers at us and accusations and malicious talk, as our psalmist spoke about in Psalm 103 today. We might be on the side of the fence as the abuser or the abused, and more likely on both sides to various degrees and in differing situations. If we're old enough to have memories of war and depression and drought, we might have memories of hunger and fear and loss, terror and pain and hopelessness. Jesus sums up all of these evil things that occur and are dished out by humans as evil, and they ultimately come from the devil himself. It is very significant that the word in English, devil, has the word evil in this name. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, some versions have not just deliver us from evil, but deliver us from the evil one. And our epistle in Hebrews talks about this as the darkness and the gloom that is associated with the fear and the old covenant which God made with the Jewish people. Fear is at the bottom of so many of these things. Fear cripples us and paralyzes the life out of us and only has us looking at the ground and not at the people or the world around us. On the other side of us, we have our future fears, which can also cripple us. These are especially related to fear and lack of trust that God will be there for us in the future. They are based on our imagination of what the future might be, which, humanly speaking, can look grim and scary. These fears, to name a few, are like this: anxiety about our health and the health of loved ones around us, worry about our financial security and our superannuation, concern about our children and our grandchildren with the host of things that might happen to them, especially when we start to read the newspaper or watch TV and social media. We might also be concerned about our own death or about dying, both how far away from us that might be, as well as how it might occur and how we might actually experience it or respond to it. With wars and rumours of wars on the world stage, we might be anxious about where it is all going. There are so many fears that we could raise, and imagine that I will stop there and let your imaginations run wild, at least for a moment. This is where we come to the point where we start to realise that our past and our future can very easily start to dominate who we are and our present moment. If the past comes to invade our present and our fear of the future comes in and takes up our living in the now, we end up having little or no present. And we become crushed and broken and all tied up, just like the woman in the gospel whom Jesus healed. Jesus comes to push back our past with all its wrongs and pain and suffering, both given and received. And when we come to worship, that's why we have our confession of sins, which says, clears the decks and says, whatever I've done wrong, whatever's bugging me at the moment in terms of my regrets and whatever else, Jesus takes that on himself and puts that back on the cross and back into the past where it should be. He hung all of that on the cross. He took all of the burdens that haunt us and pull us down and took them into his body, his death and his suffering and his pain, all out of love for you and for me. He conquered our fears and oppression with his overwhelming and sacrificial love. And then in his resurrection, he sealed the deal so that he promises our future will be entirely wrapped up in him. He enters into our death so that we can walk out in his resurrection boldly, confidently, joyfully, thankfully. He says that the future is open. Stand up tall. Leave behind your fears and walk with me every day into your future and mine. One of the Gospels, it talks about what Jesus talks about the end times, and he says, when it's coming, stand up tall. Know that your salvation is near. Because Jesus' future becomes our future. He now gives us the space to be able to live with him in his presence, in the present, all day, every day. For most of us, this is just far too amazing to accept and allow, but it is true. The devil will bring all sorts of excuses to us to tell us that it's not real, but the greatest lie is that the devil, who does not want God's love, compassion and forgiveness to release us to be liberated children of God, is trying to mess with our heads and our hearts on that one. Because the devil knows that the perfect love of God casts out all fear, he wants us to disbelieve it and run the other way, to take back on ourselves all the burdens from which Jesus has liberated us. That is why Jesus promises his presence in the community of the church, the body of Christ. It is also why we have the privilege of living in his words in the Bible, which are so accessible for us today in so many forms. He also gives us food for the journey to remind us that he is travelling with us and always. And this we will share today in the bread and the wine of Holy Communion. And when we come to communion today, we are coming to be healed by Jesus, just like the woman in the gospel lesson. To this altar, we bring all of our fears and our past, along with our anxieties about the future, so that we might be liberated as we return to our seats, liberated as we walk through the doors of the church into our week ahead of us, which will be full of Jesus' grace. When we can stand tall and with confidence, we can look each other in the eye as fellow redeemed children of God. We can also look people who aren't Christians in the eye, knowing that we are totally loved and that we have the liberty to love them as well with the freedom and the love of Jesus. This transformation of our lives does not happen overnight, but we know who is the healer and the restorer of our lives, namely that same Jesus who healed the woman in the synagogue. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you come to us in this amazing way, to open us up to you so that we can live in the present, to open us up so that we can stand tall, thankful, grateful and joyful in your presence, both now, into our future and into eternity. In your Son's name we give you thanks and praise. Amen.